Blog Talk Radio.
I come from Memphis, Tennessee. Little small house, big family. 7 kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord. Cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud. And I'm gonna take it. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole.
Hallelujah, Miss Edie McKinney this morning, and I'm going to bring the whole hood with it. Yeah, I like, always did like this song. I think it was Mary Jones out of New York. I think she was Mayor Marion Barry's assistant, and she come to share in the 10-year anniversary celebration of Jesus in the Morning. And she brought this song with her, and after she brought this song, I decided to just keep it. And then I got many requests. Many people enjoyed hearing it. Brother Cal was one of them. And he really enjoyed this song. And I decided to keep the song because for me, I want to bring the whole hood with me. And what I mean by that, everyone that's on my list, everyone God has placed with me. Yeah, everyone he has placed me with. I want to bring them with me. As the blessings flow to me, I want the blessings to flow for them. Yeah. And when he blessed me, I don't want to leave nobody out. Yeah. I want to be a blessing unto others. Yeah. I want to bring everybody that he assigned to come with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful unto him this morning. Thank God for another Monday morning. Hallelujah, that we come together as a family. We come together as a family to give God the first fruit of our day as a family here. I'm so excited this morning because I've seen the move of God all weekend long, all weekend long, all weekend long. Do you hear me? The enemy, he'll do some things. Sometimes he'll use people. But nonetheless, God will come in and be a blessing unto us. He'll use what the enemy thought he was doing against us to bless us. Anybody heard the scripture? All things must work together for the good of those that love the Lord. Those that are called, the called according to his purpose. You ever heard that before? Anybody ever heard our trials? They come to make us strong. They don't come to make us weak. God is not punishing me. Yeah, but those trials come to make me strong because every round in him goes higher and higher. What you went through last week, this week you may go through something a little bit, just a little bit worse than last week. And the next week may be two times worse than that 2 weeks back. But we're being tested. And we have to stand. And after standing, we stand some more. Because we're just not out here standing, but we're standing on the word of God, that sure and solid foundation. And so the test comes. But I share this many times when I attended school. And this was recently, a few years back, maybe 12 years back. After each class, the professor gave a test. If I passed that test, that means I was prepared to go to the next level, the next lesson. I continued to pass, and I continued to pass for 2 years. And at the ending of the 2 year pass in the test, there was one huge test that not only told the professor that what he taught me I had learned, but it showed the administration of the university that what the professor taught me I had learned. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So after every test, there's another test. After every lesson learned, there's another lesson. And we should always want to learn from God, but many times we'll grumble and complain and cry. I'm raising my right hand because I'm guilty. Oh, Lord, look what's happening to me. Why me, Lord? Why not you? Your trials come to make you strong. I'm raising my right hand. Been there and done that, y'all. I've gone through a trial and I cried. And I can just imagine seeing the Lord sitting back laughing. What you crying for? You prayed for this. I'm answering your prayer if you're going to cry over what you prayed for. Because I prayed prayers like this. Lord, give me courage. So I had to be frightened in order to, Lord, give me patience. When the trial come for patience, I'm crying. Lord, I want to love more. Hey, the trial come to love more. The lesson come to teach me to love more. Look, people got on my nerves so bad, I told Cobrisha one day, I said, if you don't sit down, I'm going to flip you on your neck. And the Lord said, remember your prayer? You won't flip her on her neck. You pray for more love. She's doing the things, the lesson that would give you more love. You prayed for patience. The lesson has come that will give you more patience. I'm answering your prayer. And I learned, if I don't mean it, I don't say it. If I don't mean it, I don't ask God for it. I pray for love. I pray for more patience. But I ask God to strengthen me through the lessons that will give me more love and give me more patience. Strengthen me, God. And he has done it. When I tell you I love people, I don't care where you come from. I don't care what color you are. Hey, I don't care how short your hair is, how long it is. And people have accused me of all kind of stuff. Y'all know that. Those that know me, people done accuse me of being gay. I'm like, me? that's not me. Now, you can watch your husband or your boyfriend, because that's me, you know. Your man, you know, if it's a man and he's a thoroughbred man, you can watch him. But you don't have to watch me with no another woman. That never was me. From a little girl. I didn't say a teenager, a young adult. I said a little girl. I love men. I'm just telling you the truth. And somebody said, oh, she was going to be a young whore. Say what you got to say. But I'm telling you. And look, even with my love for people, I can't help who you are. I can't help what your preferences is. I can't help what color your hair is. You hear me talk about these things because of the word. But guess what? I don't have nothing to do with all of that. I love you regardless. Because for God is love. And if you hang out with me, you're going to get to see I love you. You're going to get to see that. Because if I think you're going in the wrong direction, I'm going to tell you about it. Every now and then, you may hear me say something. It may pierce your heart a little bit. But when you're thinking about it, you're going to know, oh, that is the truth. Ooh. And when we receive the truth and accept the truth of God, we get better. Show out this morning with the scriptures. Here, Louis, I'm not mad at you this morning. You show it out, Louis. Hallelujah. And so we thank God this morning that he's the way, the truth, and the life. And that he is love. That's what the scripture said. Look at John. We're going to look there too. Look at 1 John, over in 1 John, the 4th chapter, down around that 8th verse down in there. But God is love. And it talks about, too, those that say they love you, who they see. And it's not true. But they say they love you, but it's not true. He's talking about, how can you say you love me whom you've never seen, but you can't love those that you see every day? Oh, watch out, Barbara. You don't step on a toe. How can you do this? How can you say you love God, but you don't like me because I'm white? I didn't choose myself. I didn't choose my complexion. How you say you love God, but you don't like me, you hate me because I'm black? I'm Asian. I'm Hispanic. How does work for you? Because that's not God. For God is love. He's no respecter of persons. He's no respecter of persons. He said this, come unto me all. That A-L-L word is a big word. All that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, trust in me. He didn't say black man, black woman, trust in me. White man, white woman, Asian, Hispanic, this, that, and the other, because he made us all. He didn't name nothing, no special race, no special culture, nationality. He said, let everything that has breath praise me. Then he said, trust in me with all your heart. That's talking to everybody. He said he so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son. He didn't say who, by listing the nationalities and the name, he said whosoever. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I'm going to shout in a minute. Whosoever believe on him won't perish but have everlasting life. Which brings me to our topic this morning. Irene is here with us today. I'm so excited. Irene came back, y'all. We love Irene. Yes, we do. Our topic for the day is be careful how you treat others. Be careful. You know why you want to be careful? You reap what you sow. Whatever you sow to people is coming back again. Good or bad, it's coming up again. And we want to be careful. Look, I got to see some things this weekend. Listen to this. If you sow dirty deeds to whoever is coming up again, you done did all this dirt to people, now you old. You can't even get yourself a glass of water and you real thirsty. You can't prepare a meal for yourself. You can't put a frozen dinner in the microwave. Somebody have to do everything for you. And guess who doing it for you? The person you've been dirty to. Be careful. But some have entertained angels unaware. Be careful, be careful. Because you never know. You never know who you, strangers, be careful. You never know who you're entertaining. Oh, Brother Louis. Oh, wow. He's got a twin sister coming in from Orlando tomorrow. You excited, Brother Louis? She was retired from serving in the Salvation Army for 50 years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so excited for you, Brother Louis. That's good news. You're going to have a good time over there. Ooh. Listen, Romans 8 and 28 says this, and we know that all things work together for the good to them, of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. 1 John 8 and 7 says, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. That's that 8th verse. 1 John, the 4th chapter, in that 8th verse. Now, to me, this is a beautiful thing. I don't know about to others. Because, you know, I'm a peculiar person. I'm strange. I'm different. But where he says this, beloved, let us love one another. He didn't put no stipulations on who to love right there. He didn't say, love me because I'm black. Love me because I'm Barbara. Love me because I come from Jacksonville, Florida. Love me because I come from the United States of America. Love me because my ancestors are slave descendants. Love me. He didn't put no stipulations on it. Look what he said. He said, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. See, the way he was teaching it in love, beloved. He was teaching it in love. I'm not coming to fight with you because I saw you hating people. I'm not coming to fight with you because you're mean as a junkyard dog. I'm coming in love and humbleness, in kindness and sweetness and gentleness to you. Beloved, let us love one another. But love is of God. You say you got God. You seeking God. You want God. You want to be better in God. That's what you say. You want to please God. You want to do what's acceptable unto him. He said, but love is of God. If you're godly. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Remember Nicodemus went to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, he wanted to know how I'm going to be born again. Will I enter my mother's womb a second time? Jesus let him know. You must be born of the water and of the spirit. See, when we come to Jesus, when we come to God through his son, Jesus, at the altar or in your bedroom, wherever you received him at, and you said, I believe that Jesus is the son of God. And Father, you may not call him Father at the time. You may say, God, forgive me for all of my sins. And I ask that you would come into my heart and live forever. Wherever you tell him this, that's where he's coming and do it. So now he's telling you, if you're born again, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and know God. If you're born again, you got love in you, and you know God, you got love in you. He's saying this too. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. For God is love. Now that's what the scriptures say. It didn't say that he was the church protocol all this other stuff they got going on. That's not what he said. He said, for God is love. I done heard so many different kind of songs, but they worldly things, circular things. What love got to do with it? I heard one song say this, what the world needs now, R-A-T, right now. Right now, I'm just fooling around. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing there's too little of, and that's true. Because the world have too little of God. We need more God in the world. Well, what many try to do is incorporate God into the world. And but we must take the world and incorporate it into God by doing this, talking of his wondrous works, making known his deeds among the people. We must tell others about him and his goodness and his grace and his mercy, what he did in our lives. You know, you may have some testimonies you share with people. I do all the time. And that old prison testimony, it'll come up right now. Somebody told me one time, I am proud of that experience. That's a great experience. God brought me through that. Oh, you don't know like I know this morning. That's a great experience that God brought me through. You have no clue of what he did in me in the prison system. You have no clue. The songwriter said, look what God brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Look where he brought me from. We're going to pray. But listen, I want to share this. Be careful how you treat others. Some have entertained angels unaware. The way that you treat others is coming back to you. Got to be careful. See, it was easy for people to believe because of what I had been through. Oh, she been to prison. Oh, yeah, she been to prison for 19 months. Child, she like women. The devil is a fool and a lie. And I'll make a fool and a liar out of you. But we have to allow him to. He can't just come in and strong arm us, for greater is he that lives within us than he that is in the world. I feel all right there this morning. I thank him right now for what he's doing in my life today, because he's yet doing great and mighty things. I was laid out last night going to sleep, and I commenced to repent. Woke up this morning, that's what it was, repent. I said, what did I do? You may not have physically done a lot, but guess what? In your heart, oh, come on today. In your heart, in your mind, you may have thought some unclean things. You may have said some unclean things in your heart. And you needed to be washed. So when I woke up this morning, I was back on repentance again. Hallelujah. And then the Lord will show you. This is why you're repenting right here, Barbara. God is faithful to us if we're faithful to him. If we'll draw now, right now, it is 7:23 a.m. in the morning in Florida. Wherever you at, it's your time. Whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, whether you overseas, if you will draw right now to Almighty God, he will draw right now unto you. He's no respecter of persons. All he wants for all of us is good. He wants us to do good. That's what his word said. Do good. Look what John is teaching us. Love one another. Instead of being prideful. Instead of acting like you all of that somewhere. Oh, I don't have nothing to say to them. The world, I'm telling you, it has flipped our children's minds. Thelma and I was talking yesterday. And look, we come. I said, you know what? I know where you from. I know you. I could be talking. I mean, she could be talking about something and sounding like me. And sometimes I would look at her at the corner. We ride down the street. I look at her at the corner of my eye, and I think to myself, well, look at that. That one from where you come from. That one know the things that you know. That one know about the times that you know. She know about the times when parents would spank their behind We called it getting a whooping. That's what we called it. And sometimes before they spank you, they would talk to you. And then sometimes they would spank you and then oh my goodness, we don't want to hear that. You know, spank me now, leave me alone. No, come here, let me tell you. Oh my, either you do it again. And you didn't really mean to do it again sometimes. Sometimes you forgot and sometimes you didn't. Sometimes you was just so crying. We talked about that. You know you're not supposed to be out the yard. They gave you a curfew. You know when the street lights come on, it's time to be in the house. Preparing for dinner, preparing for your bath. You know, because you done did that homework. They didn't even play like that. Mine didn't. But sometimes we would try. And some of us, we do God the same way. We know better than to do some things, but sometimes we're going to try him to see what we can get away with. Now, sometimes we forget and he give us a pass on that. And he'll call that a shortcoming. But he said if we know it's wrong and we deliberately do it, it's not a shortcoming. It's straight up sin. God hates sin. Did y'all know that? Mm-hmm. Listen, we're going to one more song of the morning. I'm going to get a request out, and then we're going to pray the prayer of faith. Irene is with us today. We're going to open up and let her speak a little bit later and see if God gave her something to tell us today. I had such a wonderful time with Irene on Friday. I was beside myself. Yeah, God blessed us. He turned it around. He turned Jesus in the morning around when he brought Irene. We need a refreshing, and Irene was that refreshing on Friday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So we are grateful unto him. So listen, we're going to play just a little bit of the request, and we're coming back with morning prayer, and then we're coming back and talk about our topic of today, and then we're going to get Irene in. Hallelujah. Let's go here.
My joy, all that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. But Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. Yea, the fire at night, when nights are long and cold. Sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When a mother knows your hand is there to hold. Meadows
For your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I said I wasn't going to play it all. I didn't play it all. But it got kind of good to me. And I kind of let it win a little longer. But I thank God this morning because he's the center of our joy. Oh, yeah. He's our hope in sorrow. He's my joy for tomorrow. He's my everything. Yeah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. I find peace in him, love and happiness in him. Yeah, I seek him for what I need and he'll open the door. I'm telling you, he'll make a way where I didn't even know there was a way. Yesterday, I texted my niece, one of my nieces, one of those twins. My oldest brother had two twins, Peaches and Prune, we call them. Andrea and Audrey are their names. And it's a rare occasion I ask them for anything because I try not to ask nobody really in my family, you know, for nothing, even my children if I can help it. And that's how they know me. They know me for being an aunt who don't beg and, you know, because they have plenty. They have much. But I don't do that, you know, simply because these my nieces and basically I raised them. But I don't ask for nothing. So yesterday it just come to me, mention this to her. And when I mentioned it to her, she said, oh, she said, I'm remodeling my bathroom, but I can do this much. I was floored. Exactly what I wanted is what she said. I was like, wow. Look at this. Look, God is our hope. God is our hope. We must have faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. We must trust him in every situation in our lives. We must have faith and believe if we go before the throne of grace and make our petition known to Almighty God. Not only does he hear, but he's going to answer. But it starts with our faith. Whatever we ask for, even if you have to use somebody else. A lot of times I've been in places where they said, well, who preaching today? Oh, pastor not here. Minister John Brown going to preach. Oh, I'm going home. What? It's not what you wanted. See, we want God to give us exactly what we want, but exactly what you want many times won't work together for your good. So he's not doing that. If you've asked God for something and he has not moved on it yet, it won't work together for your good or the timing is not right. God has perfect timing to give you what you ask for. If it's according to his will, we got to remember that. God just don't give anything. He give good gifts. And if what you're asking for is not a good gift, he won't do it. And if it won't work together for your good, he won't do it. It feels good to you. It sounds good to you. It looks good to you, but it won't be good for you, so God will not do it. And we got to bring our flesh under subjection. Make this flesh behave. When I first come to the Lord, I didn't really know how to do all of that. Like I was a Sunday school teacher, and I was the greatest thing that ever come to God. I can't be that way with you now. I gotta tell you the truth. I was not bringing this flesh under control. I still wanted to play around with men I wasn't married to. I still wanted to have me a beer every night. Hit a toke of weed every now and then. Yeah. But as I stayed with him and as I desired to know the truth and I desired him more, he began to teach me more. He began to send me to the word of God more. He began to send me to churches and places where I could learn of him more. And the more I learned, the more strength I got. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Listen, let's pray. And then we're going to our scriptures. I'm trying to get this chair right today, Brother Louis. I got that new chair. And I got to get the hard floor thing to go up under it. So I'm waiting on my son to come and put me a piece of plywood or something there and put that on top. This desk is too heavy. But Thelma told me some things I'm about to put under here to lift it easy. And I can move it anywhere. So we're going to probably look for that today so I can get that under there. And that way y'all won't hear the chair and all of that. Because this is a brand new chair. It's not squeaky or anything yet. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Hallelujah. We pray that prayer of faith this morning because it's the prayer of faith that makes us whole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we come before you this morning thanking you for another Monday morning. Thank you, Lord, for a new beginning of a new week. Thank you for these faithful few that you send every morning, God, to hear what the Spirit have to say to the church. Lord, we thank you this morning that you woke us up, closing our right minds. We have the use and activity of our limbs. We have life, health, and strength. And Father, all of this is because of you. For without you, we can do nothing. Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you this morning that you're on our side in spite of us. We thank you this morning, Father, that you look beyond our fault and yet meet our needs. We thank you for your grace this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy. Most of all, Father, we thank you for your love. Hallelujah. For you so loved us, you sent your only begotten Son, that if we'll believe on the Son, we won't perish, Father, but we'll have everlasting life. We thank you this morning. We thank you for suffering way before he got to Calvary. We thank you for him going from courtroom to courtroom. Father, we thank you for him hanging, bleeding, dying, suffering, conquering all and rising with all power. But most of all, we thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you this morning, brother. It was your love that caused us to be here today. It was your love that we can call ourselves believers, Christians, the people of God, the saints of God even. It's your love that brought us here. And Father, you want us to have love for one another like you had love for us. Not like the world love, but as your Son come and showed us love. Father, help us today to love one another. Strengthen us as we love one another. Strengthen us, God, as we learn to be careful of how we treat others. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Help us today to be careful how we treat people. Lord, some of us have entertained angels unaware. Have mercy on me today. In the name of Jesus. That God, if I mistreated your angel, if I mistreated your people in any way, forgive me this morning. In the name of Jesus. Forgive us all, God. If we mistreated an angel, if we mistreated anybody, Forgive us this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for what you've done already. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. Great and mighty things. Are we your people? Hallelujah. We're the sheep of your pastor. Hallelujah. And Father, we're looking for the shepherd all the time. Or lead and guide us in the right path today for your name's sake. Father, bless widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people. Bless every family here. Bless every family member and every friend near and far this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Father, bless those that are sick this morning. Touch and heal their bodies. Lord, roll us back to the place where we first received you. And not only that, but Lord, where we was born, you made us for your pleasure. And Lord, when we came forth as babies, nothing was wrong with us. And if it was, you've healed us already. Do it again for us. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus and obedience unto you and love for your people. Father, bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Continue to bless our brothers and sisters everywhere overseas. Lord, those that are seeking you and those that have to hide, God, bless this morning all our brothers and sisters overseas. Bless their children, God. You know what they stand in the need of. Lord, we come this morning asking that you would bless Irene from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, give her more than she needs. Give her more than she expected, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Stir up your gifts in her. Use her in your service to bless your people in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, today I ask that you would strengthen Lou and Sherry and bless them, Lord, like never before. Move by your spirit for them today in the name of Jesus. Bless Brother George West Perry this morning, Father, wherever he may be today. Move by your spirit for him in a mighty way. Lord, every seed that he's ever planted, Lord, I ask that you would bring it up for memorial. Lord, and I ask that you would give him a double on everything in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit. Bless Angela Foot this morning. Lord, move for this woman like never before. You know what she's done for us over here. Lord, move for Sister Jerry this morning in a mighty way. God, you know what a blessing she's been to us here. Have your way here today, oh God. Move for these your people, all of us. But we stand in the need of you. Again this morning, without you, we can do nothing. Move here today, Lord. Have your way. Feed your people until they want no more. In the name of Jesus, stir up the gifts in us today. Open our spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Open up our spiritual eyes that we will see the move of you, not the move of man. Because God, man can do nothing but what you allow. But Father, you can do it all. You made the heavens and the earth. We love you today. We love you, Father God. We love you today. Without you, we wouldn't know what love is. We love you. We appreciate you. We're grateful unto you. Hallelujah. We thank you today. If we had 10,000 tongues, Father, and we began, each of us began to praise you with each tongue, it wouldn't be enough. But Father, you're more than to us. And we thank you today. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless them, my Lord. Move by your spirit for her today. She's been a true blessing unto me. Lord, you know what I can do and what I can't. And Lord, she's been a true blessing unto me. Lord, for every flea market trip, for every store trip, for every post office, for everything that she has done, every decoration, every leaf she picked up out back, everything she has done for me, God, I ask that you would multiply it back to her. And that, God, you would give her favor like she's never had before for every deed she has done for me in the name of Jesus. But, Father, when you do it as unto the prophet, you'll get the prophet's reward. Or do it for Thelma in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hey, thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you today. You are all in all. Father, you are everything for us. But without you, we wouldn't be here. We couldn't breathe. Because of you, we have our being. Or we can move. We can breathe. We can see. We can hear. All because of you. You made us for your pleasure. And Lord, we want to please you today. We want to do that which you can accept. But Father, you just don't accept any and every old thing. So we thank you this morning for who you are to us. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you the honor and the praise, His majesty. And we ask all of this today in Jesus' name. Amen. That hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I can't apologize for praising him. I cannot apologize for thanking him. He has been good to me. He's been good to you. And I know sometimes you may say, well, he didn't give me this and he didn't do that. I asked him for this and he didn't give it to me. It won't work together for your good, but yet he's been good to you. Many of us have roofs over our heads. We're not out in the heat in the summer. We don't have to be out in the cold in the winter. He has blessed us. Those of us that are over 60, 65, some of us he has blessed to retire. Some of us he blessed before we got that age to retire. And we don't have to wake up in the morning and get up and do nothing unless we absolutely want to. That's a blessing from God. Some people still working trying to make it up. Listen, this government, our government, the United States government, they have things in place, things set. Many times it's according to what you made on the job, how much retirement you put away for yourself. They match it. They help you. If you didn't put anything away, they give you a little bit because you didn't put nothing in, so there's not a lot you can get out. But yet they give you something to live off, and they give you some type of medical. It's Medicaid. It's not. It's as if you have no medical, but you have something in case you need to go to the doctor, need to go to the hospital. Yeah. God has blessed us, but many will grumble and complain. Jerry and I, we talk about this. That Jerry said, Barbara, we blessed. And some days she'll tell me this, Barbara, God blesses me. Barbara, I'm blessed. Yeah. Because when we look around at what God has done for us in our older years, he said that latter would be greater. Your later going to be greater than your early. Your older years going to be better than your youthful years. And believe me, you're going to need it in your youthful years. When you're young, you can do some things. I can see myself 29. Switching down the sidewalk from my house. Not a care in the world about a knee, a back, a foot, a finger, a eye. Not a care in the world. I could run a marathon, I believe, if I wanted to. But now today at 65, I see it much different. But at 65, God has yet taken care of me. Still taking care of me. He provides for his own. He preserves his own. He takes care of his own. If you belong to God and you got faith and you trust him and you believe God, you're in better shape. He's going to take care of you. Sometimes we want more than we should. Leave it alone. Ask God. Sometimes, look, there are times when I don't ask him, he just give it. He add more to it. Once a year for the seniors, you get a raise. It may not be all that you want it to be. It may not be $100,000. But once a year, he give you a little increase on your little Social Security. On your little disability. Once a year. God is a great God. He's almighty God who have all power. There's no higher power. Hallelujah. I just wanted to share that a little bit. For the younger people that's able to work, he'll open a door for you and give you a great job, a job that you'll love going to every morning. But it all starts with prayer. It all starts with faith, believing God. Oh, yeah. So, look, we're going to read a little bit this morning. I have to take my glasses off these days to read. You know how my eyes is, Brother Louis. Oh, I thank the Lord. First one we're going to look at is Hebrews chapter 13. I know we used to go into Hebrews 11, but today we're looking at 13. Chapter 13, and we're looking at verse 1. And now we remember what 1 John said, for God is love and to love one another. Now, look what he said. In verse 1 it says, let brotherly love continue. We may have, like yesterday, I went to him, my good friend, Minister Thaddeus Hendricks. I love to hear him talk about the Lord because he preached Jesus. Y'all got to know him. And I love to hear him. And his brotherly love continue. I know him from way back in the day. I was the one that God used to speak in his life to tell him he was a minister. Huh? Yeah, I was the one. I got to see the evidence many times, but yesterday in my older years, I got to see it again. So he said, let brotherly love continue. I know Louis, I know Sherry, I know Jerry, I know Dorothy Goodman, I know Sion, I know Samoa, Center, the list is just in Mary Ann. The list is endless. And many more. Jermaine. Anthony. Anthony called me when he get ready. Anthony emailed me or shoot me a text. Or hit me up on, Miss Barbara, you busy? I need to talk to you. I know them. Anthony been here several times. Right here in Fleming Island, all the way from up north. All the way from Idaho. What? So look. The scripture says, let brotherly love continue. Don't cut it off. I can't stop loving you because you upset me. You made me a little angry. I can't stop loving you because you made me angry. I said, do it this way. You did it the way you wanted to do it. It went bad because, see, the way I asked you to do it was the way God was going to fix it. I can't get angry over that. We got to try it again. Let's see what God say this time, how to do it. You see, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Somewhere in there, you may have entertained the angel of God, but you didn't even know it. You may have given them a $2. Either you may have said kind words to them. You may have helped them in some way across the street. It's no telling what we've done. But we need to be careful. You also want to be careful because of this. Whatever you sow, that is what you will reap. Whatever you do is coming up again. Yeah, I was sharing with somebody, listen, The word helps us. The word of God is to protect us. It's to keep us safe. It's to keep us from all alarms. That's what his word is for. It's a roadmap to tell us how to get to him safely. Because we headed up to him. We headed down that straight and narrow road that leads to him. So to get there, his word teaches us how to get there safely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So his word teaches us to be careful. It also teaches us to be quick to hear and slow to speak. Anybody ever heard that? It also teaches us to guard our heart. Watch your words. Watch what you say. It's a book of lessons. It's the map to God. Hallelujah. To our home, because the earth is no longer our home. We found him, so now we're just passing through. So if we do these things, be careful, and do the things that his word asks us to do, we're going to make it to him safe. We're going to make it home safe. Anybody ever went to work and almost had an accident? On your way going to work or leaving work. Same thing. If we don't pay attention with the word of God, we'll have an accident. But one thing about it, you went to the doctor, you went to the chiropractor, and you sometimes they gave you medications. Sometimes it came to you, well, try this, and it worked. God don't give band-aids, he heals. Oh, thank you. He don't give band-aids. He set free. So we want to be careful. I'm talking to the believer this morning because the unbeliever don't understand and the world can't hear this. Light shined in darkness and darkness comprehended it not. The world can't hear this. They wouldn't understand. They'll think I'm a nut. But let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. For thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds. Anybody remember them that's locked up? Anybody remember those at the prison, at the jailhouse? Yeah. As bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Look, it's some people that's locked up that shouldn't be. It's some believers, some saints of God, some children of God, some people of God, some Christians that's locked up. When you look at Paul and Timothy, Timothy used to go see Paul while he was in prison. Hallelujah. Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many people are suffering. Many people are going through. These people have lost people, lost close family members. They can't get them back. They won't ever see them on this side again like that. So prayer will fix it. Not only will prayer fix it, our love will fix it. Let's see about them. Folks done lost their wife, done lost their husband. He told us to be good to widow, to see about them. They'll see about you for a week, and after that, goodbye. Unless you got some money or something for them. You know, it's something they looking, you know. If they got that, if you got something they want, they'll come more often. But if you ain't got nothing they want after that week or funeral stuff, bye-bye. Homegoing celebration, bye-bye. Yeah. 3 said, remember them that are in bonds as bound with you, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. But he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. That's his word. That's not mine. Yeah. So what we want to do is be careful. how we talk to people, how we treat people. Yeah, I want to be honest. I don't want to be one to take stuff behind your back from you. I knew some people. We went way back. I was a young girl, and this person was much older than me. And I remembered, but I didn't remember the name. And we got back together, old church, you know, buddies. Well, not buddies, but from the same church. And I got to see what happens to people that have that form of godliness and never seek God for real. Just play. Just keep thinking you got time. Not only that, but you just think your way. You never go to God and consider, Lord, what would you have me to do? How do you want me to do this? And the Lord continue to bless, continue to be good to them. But I learned for myself. I got to seek God for me. And I got to seek him with my whole heart. And I can't lean to my own understanding, because I did that before and it just messed up everything. I leaned to my own understanding and got married. Married a man I never should have been involved with. I leaned to my own, I leaned to my own understanding and got in many troubles. Never really took the time to consider, would God like this? No. I believed it was a God, went to church, but I had a form of godliness and I denied the power thereof. I would talk about it, but I wasn't doing nothing. I wasn't doing anything he could check off the checklist for me. Because I honored him with my lips, but my heart was far from him. That which I was talking about, I wasn't doing none of that. That was talk. You hear what I'm saying? I didn't get down on my knees and sell out to God 100%, and that's what it's going to take. When we give God our whole heart, give God our everything, for you I'm going to live or for you I'm going to die, guess what happened? All your flesh learned to come under subjection. You don't want, you look at it and you know it's your flesh. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Oh, God, that's not the way God would do it. That's not the way God would think. But we don't sell out to him and give him our all. He's so worthy. Look what he did for you. Yeah. We don't want to give him partial. Lord, I'm going to give you my heart this morning and this afternoon. I'm going to do what I got to do. Crazy. Sometimes they pray at 5 o'clock. God didn't move 10 minutes after 5. Now they got to move. And most time they find themselves in trouble. Mhm. Yeah. So we're going back to look. We're going back to look at Hebrews. Let's look at verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Did you hear all of this? Listen. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, and be in yourselves also in the body. Our brothers and sisters that's going through, we got to be with them. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. But he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's what he said in his word now. Verse 6 comes and says this, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Remember, if you know your pastor is a good pastor, he's a true man, a woman of God, don't forget them. And whatever they ask you to do, try to do it to the best of your ability. Verse 8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. He won't change. He that same Jesus that came in the beginning. He was the same Jesus that was there when God said, let us make man. He is that same Jesus that was the Word, and God made the Word flesh. And flesh dwelled among man. That's that same Jesus. He was that way yesterday, today, and forever. He loved us back then. He loves us today. He wants us to do that which is honorable and right in the sight of God. He wanted you to do it back then. He wants you to do it today. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. You don't want to be bothered with that. You want to be bothered with that which teaches us God so loved the world he gave his only begotten son. You want to be with that that says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Yeah. You want the doctrine that leads you back to God. He dropped us off in the earth, and he yet watching over us. But there's a day coming when we can be with him forever throughout eternity. Time will never end when we are with him. He sent Jesus away to prepare a place for us that where he is, we may be also. So be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. What is that, Pop? Witchcraft. Folks serving idol gods. People following man and not the scriptures is strange doctrine. When I hear somebody say, God don't love you, that's strange. I got to get away from that. When I see somebody burning something and chatting something, I got to go. I don't have to burn and chat nothing. I don't have to throw nothing. I talk to him about it, and he solved my problem. I don't have to dress myself every day. I told you about the woman I work with. And she said, every morning I get up, I have my mojo. I have my bag in my bosom. What? Sticks and leaves and berries in a bag on me? Now, that I'm going to spray me some, what the name of this perfume? I love it. I'm going to spray some of that on me. Jimmy Choo is a little too strong, man. Thelma tested some things last night. I'm going to spray my little pink, you know, the light smelling passage. I'm not using no bag. I'm not rubbing nothing on me. I got Jesus living in me. Hey, glory. Greater is he, listen to this morning, greater is he that lives within you than he that is in the world. It's them that's got that form of godliness and denying the power thereof. It's them that's honoring God with their lips, but their hearts far from it. These are people that have to do that kind of stuff. Because they're not worshiping the true God that's in them daily. They haven't sold out to God with their true heart yet, because you don't need all that stuff. I can speak and something will take place. He's faithful. He's loving, he's gracious, he's kind, and he's merciful. But he has said what he meant, and he meant what he said. Good morning, CR. God bless you, Sugarfoot. Yeah. Don't let me forget the day either, CR. You know you have to remind me of things. For it is not a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. You'll see some people worship dogs, sacrifice cows. Some people don't, you can't touch the cow because it's their god. Some people worship rats. Anybody ever remember me telling them about Ralph, the head of lettuce? Remember I told you about Ralph. They was worshiping. Rerun, Thelma Rerun was worshiping Ralph. Boom, shaka, lock, lock, boom, shaka. That thing tickled me so bad. That stuck with me. And I wasn't even professing that I was living right during those days. But some people have Ralph, a head of lettuce, and that's their God. I got to have a true and living God that's alive, that can hear me. I got to have a God once I found out about this true and living God. And I could receive him. And he let me know that he was real. That's the kind of God I got to have, a real living life, able-bodied God. One that can talk to me. And I can talk to him. One that can change the moon, the sun, and the stars. One that keeps the water back from the land. I can't have no statue. I'm talking to the statue and it says nothing. I got to bring something to the statue to eat. It can't feed me. I got to feed it. I got to have a different kind of God. The God that I have, he takes care of me. I don't have to take care of him. I have to obey him, and what I'm obeying is the rules and regulations for safety. If anybody know anything about OSHA on a job, you got to follow the rules and regulations for OSHA or they'll shut it down. I have to follow the rules and regulations of Almighty God. And if I make a mistake, he don't hold it against me. If I come to him, come, let us reason together, he said. Come in, sit down here and talk to me, Barbara. Lord, have mercy on me, God. Lord, forgive me. Lord, that was my flesh. That was pride that made me do this. That was this. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I wash you white as snow. Father, I want to ask that you forgive me for all my wrongdoings. Forgive me, Lord. It wasn't shortcomings. They were sins. Forgive me for my sins. I talk to him. I tell him about it. No need of me going to the priest, because the priest needs to go to him too and get right. I can't go to the pastor with all my stuff. Because some pastors you go to, the whole church going to know what you told him. Or her, so I take my burdens to the Lord and leave them there. I repent unto Almighty God that have all power. Now, if you show me, or I wake up and I discover that I did you wrong, I'm coming to you and repent to you. I'm coming to ask you to forgive me. Will you forgive me? Can you forgive me? And depending on your answer, if you say yes, I thank God for you. God bless you. If you say no, I'm going on about my business because I've done what I was supposed to do, and Lord, have mercy on them, and Lord, help them to understand. If they don't forgive, you can't forgive them. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're moving a little bit further with Hebrews 13. Well, how did I get all these Hebrews up? You know, I'll be touching some stuff. So now it went on to tell us these things. And then some people, they sacrificing all kind of things. Yeah, in verse 9, be not carried about with the divers and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Yeah. That's why, too, I want to lose weight. Because I made food of God. Got to be careful. Strange. Mm-hmm. Verse 10 said, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. I'm not going to go up in the house of the Lord fooling around. I'm not going to take no food over there. He told them to eat at home. You know how people want to have all these things at the church and what they call these things, family and friend days and all that. No, eat at home. That's the scripture now. That's not Barbara. He said, eat at home. Because how about Sister Jones can barely feed her children? She ain't got no bowl of potato salad to bring over there. And then the rest of the people talking about her. And then you got these places, they are called houses of God or tabernacles, but it's man built his own empire and got these people up in there acting like they're so dignified and they better than everybody in the world on their way to hell and don't even know it. Do you hear what I say this morning? And they like to be a part of these big buildings. Don't know what go on behind the scenes. Believe it every wind in doctrine. I can't do it. And I thank God for his way. I found a savior, Louis. And he's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise, stormy winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go. Early in the morning, I found a savior, and he's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Ha! Dark clouds may rise, stormy winds may blow, but I'll tell the world, I read everywhere I go, that I found a savior and he's sweet, I know. Hallelujah. You got to know him for yourself. You can't believe every wind and doctrine coming your way, because the devil come but to steal, kill, and destroy. And the enemy's waiting for the least of things so that he can destroy your body. So we have an altar where they have no right to eat, which served the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Can't bring anything to God. We can't bring anything, just in and everything on. And if we look back at 1st and 2nd Kings, each one of those priests, each one of those kings, they couldn't get the high places down. Yeah, they stood for God in some respects, but the high places, they left them intact. Yeah. And today, we want to sacrifice our bodies unto him, holy and acceptable. 12 says, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Remember, I told you this word is a word of God, the word of God, that will lead and guide us safely, keep us safe, and lead us to him. Yeah. 15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. See, we like to sacrifice stuff. Well, I told the Lord this week I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Well, I told the Lord I'm going on a fast. Listen, we want to offer the sacrifice of praise. Not only that, but guess what? We want to offer God obedience to his word, to his will and to his way. That's the biggest sacrifices we want to make, is to obey him. Because his word says obedience is better than the sacrifice. We can't skip over stuff in this book. We got to obey it. Because it's going to bring us to a safe place where we're traveling safely down that straight and narrow road to get to him. It don't mean we're not going to have some problems. It don't mean trials are not coming. It don't mean we're not going to be lied on. It don't mean we're not going to be talked about bad, treated bad. But yet we're covered of safety. We're covered because his word even will protect us. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. I've been talking to people and they wanted to get a little rowdy. I'm putting that word to them. Boy, they didn't like it. But guess what they did? Bowed out and went on down the road. Why? Sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll cut your head off. That's the way to appeal to you. It's the only book that's ever been written that the words in that book will cut you open and let you bleed out the poison. And then it'll sew you back up. And before it sewed you up, it put good in you and then sew you back up. I never found nothing else like it. And you won't either. So by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Constantly we're telling God, thank you. I've talked to people that were talking and they said, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and this and that and that. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Because they felt they was giving God a continuous praise. Mm-hmm. 16 says, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Didn't I tell you he said do good earlier this morning? He want us to do good and to communicate. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to talk to God. Because with these type of sacrifices, God is well pleased. I'm going to do good. I'm going to treat you good. I'm going to do right in his sight. And I'm not going to forget to do what I'm supposed to do. Talk to him. Talk to one another. I can't hide it. If something go wrong with me, they diagnose me with cancer. They diagnose me with this. God forbid. I bind that up in Jesus' name. But I need prayer. I'm telling everybody I need prayer. Even my enemies, they can know I need prayer. Because if them that love me praying for me, ain't nothing the enemy going to be able to do with it. My body is self-healing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I got to have the mind praying to have it done because this was got to happen. I got to have faith in God and I got to trust him. And I got to come boldly before the throne of grace and make my petition known unto him. I got to communicate. I got to do good and communicate with him. I can't forget it. In verse 17, it says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. That's the pastors, the bishops, the apostles, whoever is over the church. They're supposed to be a watchman for your soul. If they see you in error, they're supposed to be able to come to you and share that in love. Not come like a mama or daddy telling you what to do. But they're supposed to come in love. As a loving shepherd over the sheep of God to tell you that which is right and that which is wrong. Yeah. So obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. This is what he's saying. Obey them that's telling you the truth because they're watching for your soul. Submit to them that you know are good pastors, good preachers that's watching for your soul because they have to give an account of what's going on with you. What did I teach you? What did I say to you? I have to give an account that they may do it with joy. See, when you take heed to what's been said, it gives me joy to keep doing it and not with grief. See, because a lot of preachers are, oh, I dread going in here where these people at. They just, yeah. But that is unprofitable for you, the one who rejecting them that have the rule over your soul, that's watching over your soul. Yeah, your soul is important. The devil want it. But if you've given it to God, hallelujah, he lost. It says 18 to verse 18 says, pray for us for we trust we have a good conscience, and all things willing to live honestly. So we need to pray for one another, because we have a good conscience in all things willing to live honestly. But we need prayer to make sure we're staying on the right track. We need to make sure God is pleased. 19 says, but I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the grace of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's be careful. Let's go back to the word of God. Let's make sure we stand steadfast and unmovable, always in the abound in the works of the Lord. We always want to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto Almighty God. We don't want to be out here doing what's pleasing and acceptable to us, because in the end, it won't profit nothing. You won't get no reward off fleshly stuff. It's what's happening in the spirit. I understand the flesh want to be pleased. Yeah, I understand all of this. I understand loneliness. I understand sadness, heartache, heartbreak. Been there, done that. But we got to learn to know and allow it, him to activate in us. Greater is he that lives within us than he that is in the world. We went to the altar and took the oath. Yeah, we went to the altar and said, I do. He don't believe in divorce, really. And he's married to the backslider. But we don't want no part with divorcing him. And we definitely don't want to slide back from him. But more the rather, we want to come closer to him. Hallelujah. And it's going to take some things. It take a change of heart, which is a change of your mind. And be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let this mind be also in you that was also in Christ Jesus. All he wanted to do was please the Father. And that should be what we want to do. All we want to do is please God. Hallelujah. The Father spake but unto us. My goodness, as I'm talking right then, look at this, look at this. He just gave me a change of heart again on the eating. I'm telling you, I'm talking and I saw it. And he reminded me to buy some carrots. I know this may not sound like nothing to nobody. Well, she shouldn't have been a gluttonous. She should have been stopped eating like that. And I did. I changed the diet a lot because I was eating pound cake, homemade from scratch, buttery, five flavor pound cake, sweet potato pie, coconut, homemade. I did it myself. Cut all that out. Ice cream. Now I choose to eat sherbet. I mean, I may eat a little bit more than I should, but it's sherbet. It's not ice cream. And it says it's fat free. We know how that goes. Uh-huh. Not only that, I saw them carrots go into the NutriBullet. And I've seen a strawberry go in there. I've seen some spinach go in there. Yeah. And I'm going to put just a little bottle of water, because I didn't buy the coconut water. I'm going to buy a little bottle of water. And that's going to be considered a shake for today. Huh? God is faithful if we'll be faithful unto him. But I have to wait on him to change things around. Yeah. You know the very intent of my heart. Hallelujah. If it had not been Father, Lord, on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, the studio is open, and I'm going to bring Irene in shortly. I'm going to one more song of the morning and bring her right in after the song this morning. Y'all bear with me here. Y'all bear with me here. We getting there. And I won't play the entire request, but I will play most of it.
Daryl Dixon on the saxophone. I believe there are many ways to worship. Amen. We worship with our words. We worship with our instruments. We can worship with our entire bodies. My only prayer is that it's pleasing to the Lord. That's our only prayer. Only prayer that pleases you, though.
There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those, Lord, whose chances grow thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the kingdom throne. Yeah, so people get ready. There's a train. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. Yeah, you don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord.
sons. You know what I'm talking about, worship? And right here is my good friend David Watson, plays the flute as well as the saxophone. In fact, he considers himself more of a flute player even still than a sax player. At least that's what your old man said. This is your turn, man. Sing on to the Lord a new song.
Something that will encourage you in him. All right. Irene, I'm coming at you right now. Are you ready? Good morning. God bless you, Irene. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Good morning, Barbara. I'm really good. I've been overwhelmed by the fellowship I found there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Overwhelming love of God, his mercy, his grace, it moved me to tears. His never-ending love. I want to praise him, worship him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And
thank you.
The song that you dedicated to me has been such a comfort. The song, You Are My Hiding Place. He is my hiding place. I'll trust in him. I'll stand in his strength.
Thank you, Lord.
It's the only one who can satisfy my heart is God, who made my heart.
Thank you, Lord.
I praise him and thank you again for having this fellowship. It's wonderful. And it's good what you said before in the beginning of the program. It doesn't matter if it's black, green, white, yellow, whatever. It makes no difference. We are
thank
all
you.
God's creatures. He doesn't
thank
look
you.
At that. I've got real short hair. Some of them might not like it, but it's me. Like you said, it's me. I'm his child. He knows my heart. And that's most important. So, again, it's great. The fellowship I receive in your program.
Hallelujah.
It's touched my heart
thank
so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I praise him. I love him. I worship him. Thank you. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you,
yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love the enthusiasm, the spirit, the spirit moved me.
Thank you.
Even when I was listening to you, I thought, yes, Lord, this is what we need to hear. This is the truth. This is what it's all about.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you too.
Thank you.
Amazing grace.
Yes.
How sweet the sound.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I don't have much more to say. I'm just forever thankful.
Yes.
For a thankful heart.
Hallelujah.
For a God who's so great and so good. His love is never ending.
Never.
I drown in his love and I love it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It sounds a bit funny when I say that. I think it sounds a bit weird. But
No.
It is.
No.
It's
that's
all
just
around.
Good. That laughter right there, when you hear me laugh like that, that's just good. Because what you're saying, I know it to be the truth. Yeah, it's just, oh, thank you, Jesus. See what he just got a mad sweet way. Go ahead, Irene. I get caught up.
No, there's not much more that I can do. I just love him, praise him, worship him, give him the glory. Like, and not men, but God. We come, but you said it's not a preacher, it's not a person that we follow, it's the Lord. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes true, we go somewhere and we think, oh, I don't want to hear that person. But it's not what we want, it's what God gives us. And that's what we have to accept. And and then you come away and you think, I know now why I had to go and listen to this. Because it speaks to you, it tells you. So it's I've had experience that this if someone is preaching that I'm not that keen on, and then I think, oh, I might not listen, and I think that's the wrong attitude. I mean, that's not right. And then I go, and then I find I'm blessed because it's all good. And it's like getting a personal message from the Lord. Like He works miraculous in our lives. His spirit is at work and, what more can I say? Just be happy in the Lord.
Amen.
And drown in his love.
Yes. I tell you this, Sister Jerry had sent me Luke 10:27. But when I look back up there and I saw Luke 10:24, listen what it says. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Listen, if you live in today, God has blessed you. If you're a believer today, God has blessed you. If you are in him and he's in you, Irene, look, we are some kind of blessed. Prophets, kings, look, because everybody all the time is not living for God. They're going to let more of their flesh reign than the spirit of God reign. And we got to let more of the spirit dwell and reign than the flesh. Because one you obey the most, that's your master.
Mm-hmm.
That's truly who you serving. Now, if you're obeying God the most, that's your master. If you're obeying your flesh the most, that's your master.
Mm-hmm.
You can say what you want. I love God. Yes. Go ahead, Irene.
It is a battle sometimes. Like, because we are sinful human beings. But there is this power, the darkness, the devil attacks us, and he knows the weakest spots Like, so we have to stand on God's promises.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll not only pray for His Spirit to guide us every day, every morning when you start the day. Before you start the day, just get right with the Lord.
And,
you know, ask forgiveness because I sin, I know, and I try not to, but I think we all do at times. And then
maybe I read this.
God.
And this is where this come in here. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is indeed willing. What happens right there, Irene? Like you said earlier, God know your heart right there. He know that Irene is not an evil person. He know that Irene is not a person that's just going to deliberately disobey Him. Well, I'm just not going to do it. No. So what He does is He cover you with His grace and His mercy. It abounds for you. At those times. Because see, the way that you are and the way that you love Him, He know this, Irene. He know that you love Him. And He know that you spread His love out, because wherever you go, you got to let Him know that it's Him. If they give you an opportunity to express yourself, you go let Him know it's God. I told you, that's how I found you. That's how I found you, Irene, because of your expressing your love for God. And it was all in your words. I promise you, it was all in your words. I mean business when it comes to God. I said, now many people don't like her. I already know. But the Lord told me what to say to you and what to do, and He said you would come, and that's what happened. And we go ahead. I'm not talking to the people that just, you know, I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to do it my way. That's what I'm talking to. Because look what He said, Irene.
No.
In 25, He says, and behold. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's not about me. It's not about us. It's what we do. It's not about any of us. It's about God. It's all about Him. He. Whew. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
It's all
Thank
about you.
You.
Everything is about you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Because
you know,
He said...
Sorry.
No. You go ahead.
Like, you know... When I say us white people, we are sometimes so stiff in our emotions and so held back. And that's what I love about your show. You just are who you are, and you show it, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. God bless you. Thank you. I can't hold it, Irene, because He's been good to me. And I can't help what people think or say about it. I have to let God be real in me. And I have to praise Him, because look, I'm sitting back considering what people say. They're not going to bless me. But when I go ahead and praise Him, when I go ahead and give Him thanksgiving, when I go ahead and honor Him, then He blessed me that very same day. I'm blessed. I'm blessed this morning.
Yes.
I'm coming out with tangible. Something is going to show up for me that's tangible. And I thank Him for it. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Irene. I get excited.
Yeah, I do too. I'm just thinking, you know, but I said, white people. I think I'm not really white. I think I'm black too. I can so associate with this. This is me. I belong there.
Okay.
Sounds ridiculous. Sorry. You didn't know what I'm trying to say.
Yes,
I
do. Yes, I do.
It's
yes.
It makes no difference what and who we are, right? It's the same God who is in control.
Yes.
Over you, over me, in whatever country we are talking to each other, and we are in different parts of the world, but it's like if I'm there, and I thank God for that. What beautiful, like, that we can have fellowship like that. That's a privilege too.
Yes.
I find that a privilege. I feel really blessed. I'm grateful that you found me on LinkedIn, because I would have missed out on this. And that would have been a sad loss for me, because it enriched my life. Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks again.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for being in control of all this.
Yes.
So, and I love listening to your program.
Amen.
I have to be careful that I'm not going to do it every day, because it's night here, so my nights become very late.
Yes.
So I've got to be a bit careful, because it's 11 o'clock now. So,
okay.
But it's okay.
Okay. Well, hold on one minute, Irene. I want to give you a few greetings here. Brother Lewis said, hi, Sister Irene. And Sister Dorothy Goodman said, good morning. Blessings, Irene, and everyone listening to the show today. So I don't know if we have any more, but people enjoy you coming and saying what you say. And, it's all right today, Irene, because of this. God will send you at the time that's needed what you need. And it's like me, some things I didn't have no clue was online, but God took me there. And then he used that for is to bless me over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're happy that you're joining us. Yeah, we are happy to have you. Yeah, I'm happy to have you.
Yes. And I'm happy to. Thank you.
Yes.
We smiling again. I cried over the weekend of happiness. That's crazy too, isn't it? I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do sometimes when I get really happy. Then I just don't all smile, but I cry as well from happiness.
Yes. Well, when the Spirit of the Lord moves on me, that's when I cry, because he's blessing me. And I don't know if I could explain it right, but I have gone
you
to places in the Spirit
it.
Of the yeah. I've gone to churches and the Spirit of the Lord move on me in that way. And I yell and I cry, and they come and they pat me, and it's like they think something wrong. They think somebody died in my family, or I'm having a heart stroke. Back away from me. Y'all don't even know who in here. Back away from me. Y'all don't even know the move of God. Get on away from me.
I know.
You're trying to bring me down the way you are. Yeah.
They don't understand this.
Sion said, good morning, Miss Irene, and everyone listening. You give some greetings, Irene.
Pardon?
You are getting some morning greetings.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. And you know what people like are? I'm looking at this these days. They like stuff like this. Let me see if I can go back to it. They like words. I don't know what it is, but it's like live in such a way that those who know you but don't know God will come to know God because they know you. That's a beautiful saying. And people like that. But I tell you the truth. I love them scriptures. Because I know they're true. I mean, those are true words now, but it's iffy. But the word of God is true. And I know his word holds true. So look, I just want to give you this little bit. Now, if prophets and kings, they desired to have this thing. Jerry said, good morning, Irene, and have a great day. Okay.
Thank you.
25 says, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Isn't that some craziness? But look what he told him. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. He gonna ask him, who is his neighbor? My neighbor is wherever the people that I run into, wherever I go. Those that I can be a blessing to. Go ahead, Irene.
No, everyone that you come in contact with is your neighbor. We've got to live like Jesus was an example. They've got to see Jesus in us, and that they, they've got to see Jesus in us. He's our big example. So, which is hard because we're not Jesus, but they've got to see Jesus in us. If they sometimes they don't want to hear words, some people don't want to hear words, but by our actions and the way we behave, we can maybe win them over to love the Lord, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I know this. Some people have withdrawn from people because they saw... Yes. You know, the actions of people. So some people rather have a dog than to deal with another human being. But if we got God in us and what we're doing and what we're saying is because of his spirit living in us, real. I've seen mean people turn just that quick because they saw real in me. This bring me even to think on this person. Yesterday I heard again from Margaret, and she called me to give me some information about a book she had bought brand new to read. And she said, but what you told me, and she called me back, she said, what you told me is in that book. But I already knew you was the truth, Barbara, but I got a brand new book. She already had it. She forgot she had it. Margaret, her daughter says she's 85, sharp as a tack. Yeah, she forget a few things, but she's real sharp for her age. And, you know, I'm praying for Margaret to let her see God in my life, and she often says that. But I want to get Margaret to the place of where her whole being, all her faith, basically is in God. I mean, you won't forget yourself. I'm still Barbara. I'm still that Barbara that laughs. I'm still that Barbara that knows Thelma. And the Thelma ways. I know the Jerry and the Jerry ways. A lot of things, you know, I know about Jerry. But listen, the focus, the main focus of me is God. The main focus of my heart is to live according to his will. The main focus of my heart is to follow his spirit. We can be laughing and have a good time. I'm telling you, and he'll speak and I'll hear it. Yep.
Yeah.
I cut the laughter out. I cut the good time out, and I got to be serious. And you'll know I'm serious because what he's saying to you, you know it. Last night, yesterday I had talked to Shantae, and she was trying to get all of this stuff out to me at one time, and I'm trying to do what I'm doing on my phone. I went over on my plan and this and that, and I'm trying to figure a way in this and that to fix it, you know, through the Xfinity. And she called with all this stuff, and I said, Lord, have mercy. Who do this girl serve? So I went on. I let it go and went on. Last night, I was sitting at the counter. Thelma bought me some sherbet, and I was eating the sherbet at the counter. And I'm enjoying my sherbet, getting ready to go to bed, okay? He told me what to tell her. I sat right there and typed it out. I told her, I said, well, call me on the house phone because I'm over my plan on the cell phone. She said, I don't understand what you're talking about. I said, don't call me on the cell. Call me on the house. And I went, I said, but I'm going to bed because I'm sleeping. I finished up a little Sherbet episode, and I went on. When I woke up this morning, she said, Mama, oh, look at this. God had already da-da-da-da-da. He told her. See, it's confirmation. What I bring to you is simple confirmation. But he had already spoken to her, and she was already concerned about that. I just gave her encouraging words on the confirmation. That way she knew what he, you know, she was all right. She was in good standings, yeah. So we trust him for everything. If we could stop trusting ourselves. Trust God for everything. Learn to wait on him. Patience, just have patience to wait on him. Praise him while you're waiting on him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And keep the faith. Yeah, trust him and keep the faith. And we're going to be all right today in Jesus' name. Yes. Listen, I got to go to one more request of the morning. We got Irene with us and Irene talking with us this morning. And that's a beautiful thing, beautiful thing. And I'm so grateful unto the Lord for her friendship. I thank God for her this morning. So listen, and I'm going to change some of the songs out today in the song vault. I'm going to put some new songs in there. Jerry had reminded me of one yesterday, and I was intending to write it down, Sister Jerry. And I got a song or two from Sion I got to put in there. So y'all bear with me. Sister Samoa said, good morning, Miss Barbara and family. I hope everyone is doing well today. Yes, God bless you, Samoa. God bless you. I thank God for you. We got a new sister. We got Irene over here this morning, and we had her on Friday. We happy to have her every day come over with us. Yeah. Sion said, good morning to you, Samoa. Yeah. So we just thank God. Let me go to this request right quick. Kim Hops, I'm going to share this one with you too.
sick. He heals the lame. And he says you can heal them too in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank God this morning, and the studio is open. If anyone has something this morning they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in today and share with us. And we thank God for his word this morning. I want to just say again, be careful how we treat others, because guess what too happens? Not only we reap what we sow, but if we sowed bad seed, then that thing coming back to us. We've done people dirty. We've said ugly things about them. I know people that pick at handicapped people or pick at elderly people. You got to be careful. That's coming back to you. Some people have done their children wrong. Some people have done their mama wrong, their dad wrong, family members, friends, husband wrong, wife wrong. That thing come back up to you. You reaping what you sowed. And the way you sowed it, sometimes it don't come back identical to how you sowed it, but it comes back. You reaping it. I know some fathers want to talk to children. They want to talk to them different now. Because when the child was born and the child was coming up, the father didn't want nothing to do with them because he didn't want to pay child support to help take care of the child. He didn't want to be responsible for raising the child. But now the child can do something for him. Here he come. He's sick. She's sick, the mother. She didn't want nothing to do with you. Now you in a position to do something for her. Here they come. So now they got to reap what they've sown. And the child tell them, I don't know you. I don't want nothing to do with you. And go on. Say, because I don't know you. And I've had a good life without you. I don't want to know you. I don't particularly care to know about you. I'm gone. Don't seek me. I've known some people got into the spotlight. The mother gave them away. She didn't want them. Not because she couldn't provide for them and not because they were unlovable children. She was living her best life. And she didn't want no responsibility. I've heard people say children are like luggage. Now, you know, ain't no child like no luggage. Mine wasn't like luggage. But they said this, wherever you go, you got to take them with you. So they don't want no children. Some had them, some aborted them, and the baby didn't die. Somebody found the baby, took the baby in, raised the baby. Years later, they find out the baby's a celebrity, so they want to come and be a part of this celebrity lifestyle. But look what you did to me. I can't bring you in on this. This is the woman that took care of me while you didn't want me. You tried to get rid of me. You tried to kill me before I got a chance at life. Oh, yeah. You got many of that going. Yeah. I was always afraid of abortions because I thought that thing was going to come up again. I aborted and killed a baby. Somebody going to kill me. I'm not joking. That's the way I thought about it. So I said, oh, no, I can't do all that. I'm going to have me some babies. So everyone I got pregnant with, I went on the 9 months and everything. Went on through the late 8 times. Went on through the labor pains and everything. Because I was scared to go through that. Yeah. But God is faithful. When you know better, you do better. But we reap what we sow. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Brother Lewis. And as men, and as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them. Luke 6:31. How you want to be treated, how you want to be treated, treat others that way. And that way nothing will come back to you. In your past history, you didn't know any better. But you repented to God, and those that you did wrong, that still living, you went back to them and asked them to forgive you. You're good. You're good. But if you just went on like you ain't did nothing to nobody, and you smart, and you this, and you all of that, and then did people like a dog, that thing coming up again. I'm telling you what he pleased with this morning, and that is the truth. It's coming up again some way, somehow. You will pay for what you've done. I'm guilty. I had to pay. I did wrong. I had to go and pay my debt to society. And it's sad. It's pitiful to many people, but I was happy I did. That was the best experience for my life. Woo! It made me better than I am. Well, I better put it like this. It made me better than what I was. I went in there, a little girl, weak, crazy, thinking the world was one way. Oh, but God showed me through the system in there. No, ma'am, it's not like that. It's like this. People are like this. Oh, he blessed me now. He blessed me real good through the situation because he was going to use it. He was going to use it. Yeah, he was going to use it every weekend that I could get up to the prison. Hallelujah. If they called me to the jail, he was going to use it at the jail, you see. He had a purpose and a plan I knew nothing about. Oh, I'm grateful to him. All right, Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. How are you?
I'm blessed. I can't complain today.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we are. I want to say a special good morning to Miss Irene. I hope everything is going well, and may God continue to bless you mightily. And I just want to say good morning to everybody, everybody. May God continually keep his hand upon us. Because I heard a sermon that says, God, remember me. But when we say, God, remember me when I had no money and you provided for me. This is me again, oh, Lord. I'm in that same situation again. But God, when you provided to me this time, show me how to budget it right. God, remember me when I was sick. and you brought me out of the hospital after being in there for 3 months. But this time, God, help me to eat right like I should. God, remember me. I was that person that did people wrong. I don't want you to just remember. I want you to remember I was that person that did people wrong. But God, please remember me and help me to each day be a better person. God, remember me. I was the person you told to go right, and I went left. God, keep me on the path of straight and righteousness. And God, please remember me when you gave me good gifts, and I took them for granted. This time, God, whatever gift you give me, I want to treat it the way it should be treated, because every gift you give me is good. No matter what my mind is telling me, you don't give us anything that's not good. So, God, please remember me and help me to respect and love you like you love me. Keep my mind on you, Lord, that I don't go in the wrong direction. Because this is the season that nothing stays the same. You remembered all your people during the pandemic. You let none of us, not even the people in jail, go without a blessing. You let none of us, even if we owed my hands up, Internal Revenue Service, over $50,000, you still allowed us to get that $1,400. So this, God, I'm not saying when I'm going to get another check. I'm going to say, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for those checks. I was not entitled to them. But, Lord, thank you. Thank you for this show, God. Thank you for Barbara Pittman. Thank you that she uses you mightily, Lord God. Thank you, God, that even when I've seen her condition, she gets around and she cooks and she coming over here and she helping Jerry. Lord, keep this woman in perfect peace. Give her rest. So I just want to say thank you for the people, God, that you're putting in my life now. And I learned to respect them, because I'm in a transitioning stage where I'm learning from each and every individual. You're showing me possibilities through Irene. You're showing me possibilities through Margaret. Not just possibilities, but great possibilities. So, Lord, help me to live so I can be living on grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jerry. God bless you this morning. God bless you. Always willing to say something on his behalf. I didn't read the whole message she sent to me, because I only saw the first part. But she said this: good morning, Miss Barbara and family. I hope everyone is doing well today. Can you tell Miss Irene, yes, she is one of us, because we are all part of one body. We thank God for his banner over us. Everyone have a great day. Love. Yeah. So she said that to all of us, and to you too, Irene. God is good. God is just good. And I want to remind everybody today who have not given their $100. If at all possible, make sure you remember to give your $100. If you can do it by the first of next month, the second of next month, the third of next month, that's great. Because I think we are down to about, I want to say $700 now. We only need $700 more. So we only need 7 more people to give us $100. Not the same people. Hopefully some new people will give us $100. And maybe you and a friend can split it up. You give 50 and I give 50 and we'll make 100 up. And we do that because we know everybody can't just give, you know, $100 anytime because they don't have it like that. But if you can get it like that, I'm asking you when you do, between now and next month, to give that $100. We just need, again, 7 more people, and we'll have the total amount. Sister Irene is, 700. Thank you, Sion. Sister Irene is a woman of her word. She sent her $100. Yeah. And I got it, and I'm about to put it over into the thing, what is called Cash App, so I can send it. So I'm grateful unto the Lord that we are able to fulfill this, because if we do this, we can come together to help other things. Yeah, we can. And bless other people. Yeah. And people, you know, we just have to pray and be careful because not everybody comes in dire straits. Yeah. Some people come because they figure, oh, she got a good heart and she believe in giving. You'll be surprised how God turned you down right out my mouth. He will turn you down right out of my mouth. I'm telling you now. Be careful. Yeah. So don't come thinking because you come because you just want something. No, you got to be whatever you're telling, whatever you're saying, that's what it's got to be. Because I remember Ananias and Sapphira come with that line and fell dead right there before the apostles, and they had to drag them on out the door. Yeah. God is faithful this morning. And we thank him. We thank him. We thank him. And we give him glory. We give him the honor, and we give God the praise this morning. So look, I'm going to one more request. The studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say, feel free to press that number one and come in this morning. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He is faithful to us, and we want to be faithful to him. We're going to this one. I like this song. It's upbeat. And it's what I like to do, go in that prayer room. Hallelujah. Come on, let's touch it.
than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, in that prayer room. Yeah, go on in your prayer room and pray. Hallelujah. Because when we go before God, we go before him believing that he's going to do it. Yeah, we're going to make our petition known unto him. Yeah, he's almighty God that have all power. And if we believe that he hear us, you can believe that he's going to answer. When I pray many times, he's right there. He's right there in front of me. And I'm bowed down in front of him, telling him what I need. Sometimes I can think of something and God will move quick on what I'm thinking. Hallelujah. Ooh, just like going to hear the preacher preach yesterday, my good friend, Minister Thaddeus Hendricks. Boy, me and this boy go way back, I'm telling you. And at one point, he was the only man in my children's life. He was the van driver for the church. So he did a lot of stuff. He used to come in front of my house and sell soda, potato chips, and candy bars out the trunk of his car. And he was telling me yesterday, I made some money too. Did I say, I don't know. I wouldn't count your pockets. He was like, well, let me tell you, I made some money. Yeah. And the way he introduced me, it was so funny to me. Oh, she can sing, she can cook, she can this. Y'all, back in the day I could. These days, I can hear it in my voice. I don't say, you know. I do what I can unto the Lord, but not for people. But I tell you, it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing. See, I had her to tally up the money for me. She said I'm $800 short, not $700. So we need 8 more people. But I believe God going to do it. I believe God going to send just 7 simple more people, and we're going to get this thing done. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, Sion. Wait a minute. All right. I'm going to have you to help me count it again. But we thank God this morning, and we're grateful unto him. I'm on my little tablet this morning doing the show. I got to take the keyboard and the mouse. I bought a new one for the new computer, and it went out. So I got to take that over to Walmart this morning and get a new one. All I got to do is exchange it, you know, and I'll get a new one. I'll be back on the big, you know, desktop where I can see good, because this is a little tiny one here. And I think this is about 10 inches. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, probably about less than 10 inches, 8 inches. And it's kind of tiny, and y'all know I wear these glasses. So I have to take the glasses off to see real good. But I thank God I can see, and I thank God he gave us something we yet can do, Jesus in the morning on. Yeah, I'm grateful unto him. There's none like him. We can search all over, and we won't find nobody greater than Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if there's anyone else, we still have time. We still have time. Yeah, if you have something you would like to say this morning. Irene, you have anything else you would like to say?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I've said what I wanted to say. I just enjoyed listening. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We are so happy you enjoyed Carl Housewarming.
I do.
Yeah. Yes, we're thankful. Yes. All right, I'm going to let you know in a few minutes. See, I'm going to let you know in a few minutes. I am so grateful and happy and thankful unto the Lord for you, Irene, for him sending you this way, and you're willing to come, and you're willing to hang out with us. You know, we're called probably nuts and weak, and they over there following that woman. It's no telling what's said about us. But we are over here following Jesus. That's who. We like Jesus, and we like Jesus being preached. And this is what we believe. Yeah, we believe in God.
I know.
Yeah, and so we thank him this morning. And as long as the songwriter from back in the day at, you know, my church area, he said, that's all right. He said, that's all right. That's all right. As long as I know I have a seat in the kingdom. That's all right. You can talk about me as much as you please. The more you talk, I'm bending my knees. Look at that. You give me an amen. Okay, now you with me with a right there.
Yeah.
As long as I know I have a seat in the kingdom, that's all right. Yeah. You can lie on me much as you want. But as long as I know me and God got it worked out, I'm good to go. As long as I know he's on my side and it's him that's blessing me, keep saying what you got to say. Keep doing what you got to do. Oh, but that awful day is surely coming. And one day I'll wake up to hear and say, well done, that good and faithful servant. Yeah, because see, I went through some things. I went in places others wouldn't go. I said things others wouldn't say. I stood still. Somebody going to be able to hear this. You followed Barbara. Somebody going to hear it. I sent her, and you received. Come on in here. I got a spot for you over here. Yeah. Irene, I saw you. I know you love me in the earth. Come on, Irene. I got a seat for you over here. Dr. Goodman, you didn't say a lot, but I saw you work. And I saw how much you love Barbara, how much you love Jesus in the morning, how much you love that prayer club. Dr., I saw you did all you could for the prayer request club. You were faithful at it every morning. It wasn't very often you missed posting something. Come on in. I got a seat for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what we want. We are obeying this word because we're spreading the good news of Jesus. And we're following the word of God, staying on that safe path that he prepared for us that leads to him. Wide is the road that leads to destruction, and it's crowded.
Yeah.
Narrow is the road that leads to him if you there be. Oh, I feel all right when I talk about that. I feel all right. Yeah, because I know he's got a place for us. He sent his son away to prepare a place that wherever he is, we may be also. One day we going to be there. Oh, I get excited and I don't want to be praying, Lord, come on back. Lord, please come on back. Lord, we ready to go. I don't want to do that because there's many more. Hey, Lord, that's out there. Hey, they need to fully come to him. I don't know if COVID did even more damage to the people's mind. I can't really tell you. But it's like they got some kind of resistance on them, resisting them from the things of God. Their heart is proud and prideful.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. No humbleness, but unless a man or a woman got God, they can't be. Because they're living according to the world standard. They live. Yeah. I don't care how much they go to church. And some of them in church every week. Every week they're in church. But their heart so proud, and they so full of pride. And again, like I told you, some of these churches got these people thinking they more than they ought to. But that's not the way of God. Humble is the way. And unless we all come like a little child and remain that way, remain humble and small. Don't think more of yourself than you ought to. God can't use
it.
Yeah, I like being, you know, just who I am. Me and Thelma was talking. I just like walking up to people. How you doing? We was at the flea market selling stuff, and the lady was at a few kids, but the little boy, he was just so cute. I said, ma'am, I said, if you want to get rid of that one right there, I'll take him off your hands. She said, this one, he the worst one. I said, he the baby. She said, yeah. And I thought, I said, well, I'll still take him. Erica brought her grandson to spend some time with me. Do y'all hear that? She brought this little boy to spend some time with me. I had such a good time with the little boy. I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. He running from the right side of the room. I'm doing push-up. And this little boy could really do push-up. He sat out there to the table with me, and he was looking at me. He didn't know what to say really did because she had gone to Home Depot to get some supplies. And so he sat there for a minute, and I said, you know a song? He said, yeah. I know a song. I said, sing the song for me. Because y'all got to know I treat children like I do adults sometimes. I said, sing that song for me. He said, A, B, C, D. And he couldn't halfway pronounce the letters. You know what I'm saying? I just had too much fun with that little boy. I said, roll, roll, roll your boat gently down the street. He said, Mandy, 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 life. I said, all right. Look, we had a good time out there in that garage. And when Erica got back, she looking at us like, oh, what did he do? He did that, but we done song. And look, he kept running out towards the road. I said, don't do that. Come back. He wouldn't do it. He just kept doing what he wanted to do. So there's a machine over there. I was telling them, and the machine make a noise like a child crying or something, you know. But it's not a child. It's a machine. And so he wouldn't stop. I said, I'm going to have to do. I don't know what to do for him to get here. I said, hey, have you heard of the Booger Man? He said, the Booger Man? I said, yeah. I said, you hear that little boy crying over there? He said, I don't hear anything. I said, shh, shh, listen, listen. I said, you hear him crying now? He yelled. I said, the Booger Man done cut his feet off and eat one of his legs. Look at here. That got his foot. I didn't have no more problems out of him. And he stayed close to me. I said, yeah, I can't let him run out in the street and get hit by a car. And I don't know what else to do for him, so I'm going to put a little fear in him, and that'll stop him. And it was just so funny to me. And so I didn't tell Erica that. I said, no, I can't tell her this. She'll be like, Miss Barbara, you scared my grandson. But I had to do something to keep him from running in the street, you know. And that just tickled me all good, because from then on, he stayed close to me. He wanted to get in my lap and sit with me, not in the chair next to me. He wanted to sit in my lap and hold on to me. Don't let the Booger Man get me. Okay. And I told him, I said, no, no, no. I said, oh, no, you can't come to me now. When I was calling you, you refused to hear what I was saying. I said, and now that the Booger Man is looking for little boy legs. But guess what? He came in the house. We went out back on the patio and everything. Erica had come now, and she was repairing something for me. And we out on the back. Look, he back at it again. I said, oh, he's not afraid of no Booger Man. And when I said, you want the Booger Man? What Booger Man? I said, oh, okay. I knew that wasn't going to do nothing. I knew it was a temporary fix. You know, he wasn't going to be afraid of no Booger Man. He said he had never even heard of the Booger Man. It was no such thing to him. Oh, it just tickled me so good. I wish you could have saw it. I mean, you would have been crying. It was just so funny. Yeah, but I had a wonderful time with her grandson, and I had told them, I said, I'd keep him again. And then I said, no, I can't keep him because he won't behave. He won't listen to me. He won't believe what I say. He's just that kind. I'm not with that foolishness. It's no such thing as no Booger Man. 3 years old, y'all. He's only three. Little tiny thing. Cute as a button. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we had a good time. Wait, what did you say, Irene?
No, I'm just laughing. They can scare the kids.
Yeah, I got it real good. I said, you hear that? I told him, I said, the Booger Man like to cut little boy legs off, and he eat the legs. And he heard that noise. He heard that, because see, children have a great imagination. He heard that noise sound like a child crying. And yelling, I guess he was like, oh, yeah, it is real. Maybe he going to come and eat mine. And I told him, I said, yeah, I already called the Booger Man. He on his way. He coming to eat your legs. Cut him off and eat him. Oh, my goodness. I had a wonderful time. But look, if no one else have anything to say, I will pray us out, and we'll go to our last song of the morning. Look at Louis to my daddy. Yeah, Louis, he wouldn't listen. I had to figure something out right quick. Yeah, put a little fear there. But it only lasted temporarily. Yeah, it didn't last 30 minutes. You hear me? Uh-uh. Sure didn't. All right, so let's pray out, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And we thank God for, I got to look, y'all. If I'm not here in the morning, you know, I went to the foot doctor. I had a foot doctor's appointment. And if I'm not here in the morning, I went to the foot doctor. I think it's the 26th, and that is tomorrow. And depending on what time it is. So if I'm not here, we will be back. We pray for Wednesday morning. Yeah. And we're going from there. I got to keep these appointments and get the old girl tuned up and everything. You know, I'm like a machine. If you don't tune it up and fine-tune it and fix what's broken, it can't last. So I learned in my older years to keep my doctor's appointments, you know, do what I'm supposed to do, and I should be good. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So we thank God. I thank God that I have them, and I'm able to go to the doctor. I'm able to have foot stuff and knee stuff and this kind of stuff. I thank God for the glasses, and I'm looking real closely at getting another oral surgeon and letting him complete the work in my mouth so I can get what I need to get and go on from there. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. I thank you this morning for every caller and every listener. Thank you for those that come through the archives and the podcast. Thank you for Irene and Jerry this morning, Simon and Sion and Dorothy, all those that called in or sent a text, Brother Lewis, to say something. Father, I thank you this morning for these, your faithful few. These are your people. They belong to you. And Father, whatever they stand in the need of today, I ask that you will meet the need in their lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. I ask today that you would shower these your people, this faithful few, every caller and every listener, shower them with your blessings today. Pour out upon them, O God, the things that are in dire strait in their lives. Lord, bless us to raise this $800. God, we can help this family in the name of Jesus. We know that there's nothing too hard for you to do. And Lord, we ask that you would stir up the pot, that God, you would stir up every heart. Give us 8 more people with $100 to complete this assignment in the name of Jesus. And for those that have given their $100 already, Father, I ask that you would move for these your people in a mighty way. Multiply this back 100-fold to them. We know that the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Father, we know that you're able. You said that if we give, you would cause men to give into our bosom, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And Lord, that's what we expect for the $100 that we've given. Do it for your people today. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We're going to our last song of the morning, and after this, I won't be coming back. Look at Brother Lewis, tell me, ha, 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 a tune-up. Tell me, I need an overhaul. Now, you know, y'all know how it is. I mean, you would have to know it. He would have you laughing on the floor. Ooh. Oh, my goodness, it's something else. All right, we're going to our last song of the morning. And again, after the song today, I won't be coming back. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. GP! I'm armed against me, so prosper. I'm more than a conqueror. Can I get a witness up in here?
I got to change the music out. I keep forgetting it. I am going to do it today. Later, Tater, Brother Louis, God bless you this morning. Louis said, a tune-up. Tell me he need an overhaul. Devil, you know I would have screamed too loud. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Who is this calling me on the silica? Hey, Miss Jerry.
You having church? Don't go nowhere.
All right, now, look here.